Great to have your company on this Sunday afternoon. Peter Vlahos with you at 13-2. Well, he played 116 games for North Melbourne, but now, as is the case, there's a few people with the old blue and white blood now, very much part of the Eagles makeup. And today, Eagles assistant coach Daniel Pratt was amongst the coaching staff that made the moves in some ways that led to a very comfortable West Coast Eagles victory. The Eagles winning 21-10, 136 to 13-15, 93. They're on their way probably back to the airport. And Daniel joins us here on Bouncy Ground. Daniel, thanks for your time.
Afternoon, guys.
That was pretty impressive this afternoon. You must have been happy overall.
Yeah, it was a good result in the end, but it was an arm wrestle for the first half, and I thought North brought some really good pressure, and as we did in the coaching box, and we're able to break that as the game went on.
Very much so. Let's spare a thought for North Melbourne. They certainly had their opportunities. You know, Jared Waite kicked 1-7, had he kicked a bit straighter, things might have been a bit tighter, but you just seemed to have control of the match for the most part.
Yeah, there was times when they had some really good opportunities to kick goals, and unfortunately, or fortunately for us, they missed. So we were lucky enough to take opportunities up the other end. Our set shot kicking was pretty good this week, so you've got to take those ones when you can.
Your set shot kicking was very good. Just ask Josh Kennedy, 7 today, Mark Lacroix, 4. The 21-10 is a pretty good scoreline. What do you say about Josh Kennedy and his ability to kick goals regularly?
He's a great target for us up there, as was Jack Darling this week as well. And we've got some good representation from Cripper and Lecker at the ground level. So I think Jake actually gave one off in the first quarter as well, so in the goal square. So he's had a pretty good game.
What were you thinking early on when all of a sudden Drew Petrie came off with what appeared to be a wrist injury? What was the information you're getting up in the coach's box when he came into the interchange area?
Yeah, well, he's got a pretty serious hand injury, so I think it's fractured.
You think it's fractured, so it is fractured, yeah. And is he likely to be out for a period of time now?
I'd say so. We'll probably get some scans, more things done tomorrow, so we'll find out more, but it was a really good effort for him to come back on and compete for the rest of the game.
Well, that was the surprising aspect, the fact that he came back on. The reason he came back on, because when you get a fractured hand, it's not exactly easy to sort of manoeuvre. What was the reason that he came back on?
He was happy to come back on, and there was no further damage could really be caused from it.
Did he get jabbed when he went down into the rooms to make it a bit numb? Is that what happened?
I'd say so, yeah. So he was able to come back on. He competed really well, in particular having to compete with your hands in the air a fair bit. Would have been pretty sore, I would have thought.
So at this stage, you'll go and have scans on your return to Perth. From your knowledge, how significant is it? Could it be 3-4 weeks?
I'd say so. I wouldn't think we play next week if it is broken, when we get that confirmed or not confirmed. But we've got Giles in waiting at East Perth, so fortunately we have some ruck stocks still available.
I see that Jonathan Giles, who was due to play for East Perth today, has been pulled from today's waffle match, I suppose, as a result, to get ready for next week. The other thing is, what about when Nathan Vardy came off the ground? You probably thought to yourself, what the hell's going on?
It did get a little bit frantic when we're trying to work out how we're going to shuffle the team around, but he just got a knee in the back, so it was fortunate that he was able to play out the rest of the game, and then having Drew come back on.
I'll tell you what was...
It was opposite.
Yeah, I tell you what was pleasing today, and I know Elliot Yeo didn't have a great 2016, certainly returned to some form today.
Yeah, he did. Yeo's had a pretty good pre-season. The boys have pushed him pretty hard from internally from the playing group, so in the gym and on the track, and he got reward for that today. He predominantly played down back, but had a few stints on ball, so he played on weight for a lot of the day, and I thought they had a pretty good battle, those two.
You know, when you look at Yeo and Redden, who sort of didn't have great years. I know Redden had some injury issues, but it was good to see them get amongst the Eagles' best today. And as we let you go, Sam Mitchell, just a lazy 38 possessions today.
Yeah, Mitch, he's a unique player, and fortunate to have him. Changed a few things up with our training, even in his attitude and the way he goes about his business has been first class, in particular as a... someone who's already done everything in the game, so it's a great inclusion for us.
And sorry, I just thought about one thing more before I let you go. Of course, there is a nice North Melbourne flavour with the West Coast Eagles at the moment. What about at the end of the match, how his former teammates rushed to him and embraced him? I'm talking about Drew Petrie. I tell you what, he's still got some pretty good friends back at North Melbourne and seems still to be a very popular figure.
Oh, he's one of the nicest blokes you'll ever meet, Drew. So he'll be missed at North, not only his playing, but he's as a person around the club. So lucky to get him. And I think he showed today how competitive a person he is, being able to go back on and fight on with what seems to be a fractured hand.
Good on you, Daniel. Thanks for joining us and making yourself available. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Okay, that's Eagles assistant coach Daniel Pratt on the bus as the Eagles make their way to Tullamarine Airport and on their way home. And you've heard it here. It looks like Drew Petrie has fractured his hand. It appears at this stage he certainly will have scans when he arrives back in Perth. But the early prognosis is that he certainly won't play next week in their home game against St Kilda and could be out for a few weeks after that as well. But we'll know certainly more after the scans are undertaken. It's coming up 7-2 here on 882 6PL.